Online course creators love recording videos, making quizzes, setting up all the content for their quiz, and they like all that stuff until they actually need to move those videos, quizzes, email lists, all the other content from one platform to another. It is a stressful operation. It's a big reason why people just stay with a platform or an email list or anything else. It's like, I don't necessarily love them. There's some annoyances, but migration is a huge challenge. So that tech headache is where today's side hustler thrives. He is a marketing consultant, and he runs what he calls migration sprints that basically help people take their courses from another platform and move them into Kajabi, which is the platform he prefers. He charges $500 to do this. It might be more if it's more complicated, I'm not sure. But basically, he charges a flat fee, and he guarantees to the creator that their course will not be down, or at least the downtime will be very, very minimal. So this is a huge problem that he is solving for these course creators. The challenge is, how does he actually reach people in the situation, find them in their pain point where they need to move? But you'll hear more about that from him. Perhaps it will get you thinking about a problem you can solve and then go and charge $500 for, or perhaps more. Who knows? Going to pass the microphone. I'll be back at the end with a quick little wrap up.
In my role of operations manager for a popular course creator, I've lived inside Kajabi automations for years, so I know its quirks and also the limits of other platforms. Friends of my boss have complained that the other services' fees were rising while the features weren't really keeping up. I offered to move one of them over to Kajabi for free, mainly to test the workflow. It took 5 hours in total. I had to bulk download videos, upload via Kajabi's API, copy and paste quiz questions, export the CSV of students, import, and tag everything. It was a bigger job than I expected, and I work fast, so I can't imagine how much time it would have taken someone else. She gave me a solid testimonial to say thanks. I screenshotted it and crafted a Slack post in the online course mastermind channel. Weekend migration to a much better system, $500, done by Monday, US time. Over the next couple of weeks, I heard from 4 potential clients: a fitness coach, a watercolor instructor, a mindset guru, and a corporate resume writer. I booked them sequentially, 1 weekend each, and in the end, 3 of the 4 came through. I liked the idea of doing everything during the weekend, so here's the schedule I developed. Friday by 6 p.m. Client grants temporary admin on both platforms and uploads branding assets to a Google Drive folder I provide. Saturday morning, I run a bulk video export using hidden unlisted URLs, feed them to Kajabi's uploader, drag and drop 20 at a time, and sync lessons with the CSV template. Music and quiz questions are scraped with a tiny Python script that puts out markdown code I can paste. Saturday afternoon, import users. This part is tricky and critical. The export file gives me tags like completed, in progress, or new. I then rebuild the 3 most important email sequences: welcome, mid-course, and completion. Sunday by noon, I fire up a test purchase with a 100% off coupon, run through every lesson, and record a Loom walkthrough showing the client 0 dead links. I bill 50% upfront via Stripe, remainder on the successful handoff. It doesn't cost me anything, so basically, whatever I get paid by the client is what I earn. It turns out, creators tend to value speed over penny pinching, and everyone I've done this for has said the same thing. I'd been procrastinating for months and wish I'd moved earlier. To be clear, I'm not doing any sort of custom design or dev. I'm just moving over what they do on one platform to another. But because there's student data involved, as well as upsells and other important sales sequences, it's important to do it precisely. In short, if you master 2 completing platforms, you sit on a bridge others will pay you to help them cross. Price by outcome, show proof, and you'll collect your first grand while your client sleeps soundly, knowing that Monday's login screen won't break their business.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that story. Definitely a problem for course creators who want to move. I can actually think of some platforms that I don't like right now that I'm using. I won't name them. It's not even a course platform. It's some other stuff that I use, and I'm just kind of stuck there. If I could just snap my fingers and, you know, I don't know, twirl the magic wand and move somewhere else, I would, but I know it's more complicated. I know it's like I'm going to have to spend some time. I'm probably going to have to contact the companies. You know, there's probably going to be follow-up questions and follow-up work, and then maybe something is not actually going to work on the other side of that migration. So these are the fears that people have about migration. So I think that is exactly what you need to target. And you could do this in some other ways as well. Like, I think just the fear of online change is big once you have like some legacy work built up. So I imagine this could be something that could, you know, work in other ways as well. Anyway, listeners, as always, get thinking about what your idea is. What problems can you solve? What solutions can you provide? What needs can you meet? Those are the keys to your first or next side hustle. I hope you'll take action on something today. I also hope you'll come back for more. You can listen to the complete archives of the podcast, 3,200 plus episodes, for free at sidehustleschool.com. New episodes out wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.